Best-selling author and American psychologist Mary Pfeiffer said this, "We live in a world filled with language. Language imparts identity, meaning, and perspective to our human community. Writers are either polluters or part of the cleanup team. Just as the language of power and greed has the potential to destroy us, the language of reason and empathy has the power to save us. Writers can inspire a kinder, fairer, more beautiful world, or invite selfishness, stereotyping, and violence. Writers can unite people or divide them." In this Book Show podcast, host, confidence coach Susan Axelrod asks women authors a simple question: which kind of writer are you? She invites each guest to step into the confidence zone to proclaim how her book can inspire. If you are seeking inspiration to create your legacy, take out your pen and pad. Your book, My Time, starts now.
Hello, friends. Welcome to this inaugural episode that I'm calling Authors Who Inspire. I have a regular book show podcast called Your Book, My Time, and this is going to be a segment of that podcast. Sometimes authors are not able to come and do a full 30-minute podcast discussion with me, and I couldn't be more delighted than to give multiple authors in one episode an opportunity to share a seminal message from their book. This episode is special indeed today. We will be talking with three people who have all participated in a book that I'm calling A Book for Our Time. The book is called Voices 19, Their Legacies Live On. And I am delighted to bring on my first guest today. Brenda Cortez is the publisher of BC Publishing, and she is the person who brought together this book called Voices 19. Brenda, honestly, I want to thank you for taking time to join me on this show today. I want to thank you for your inspiration to really help several people share the legacies of their loved ones lost to COVID. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, because I'm having a hard time. I can't hear you all of a sudden.
Okay. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to Bert Foreman, and you're going to check your microphone and see if it works. All right. Hi, Bert.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. When you are in the online world, as we say, tech happens.
Yes, it does.
And so we'll see if Brenda can fix the mic situation. Bert, I want to say the same to you. I want to thank you for joining us today, for taking the time to be here, and for sharing your story in the Voices 19 book. I'm so happy. I've watched your videos, so I know a little of your story, but I'm so happy to give you this opportunity to share whatever message you want to share about this important book of our time.
Sure. Well, again, thank you so much, Susan, for the opportunity, and a big thank you to both Brenda and Jean for the invite. You mentioned the videos that I have out there. That's what got me to this point. I believe Jean actually saw them first. And then she approached me with this opportunity, and you know, it's one of those things where you get the call and you get the message on Facebook, and you think, well, is this real?
Yep. Turned out been there, done that, Bert. Yeah.
And it turned out to be actually very real and an opportunity that I'm very thankful for. So I am again beyond honored to be a part of Voices 19. When I first heard about the project and the meaning behind the book, I was immediately in. The beautiful thing about this is it really gives light to the true meaning of everything that we've been going through the last few years. You know, the beautiful thing from my perspective, at least, it's not a political stance, you know, and if anyone's thinking, here we go with another, you know, political rhetoric. That it's not that at all. It's quite frankly the meaning again behind everything, and the true faces of the virus, if you will. I've been asked several times, you know, what's different? You know, what makes you think that losing your brother is more special than me losing someone else? And it's not. It's not more special. But the circumstances are quite different if you look at how the disease process and the virus kind of took over the world. You know, there's a lot of things out there, and we've all experienced loss. And my heart goes out to every single person out there who has experienced loss. And again, this is part of that, right? You know, in my video that you saw, you know, it's loss is part of the journey. And that's now what this book is really all about. How do we turn this loss into, I want to say, a positive? And the positive that I choose to see here is that as we hear about all the numbers about COVID and we hear about all the negative things about COVID, we forget that there are lives behind those numbers. Those numbers mean something to the rest of the world, but to those specific folks who have been impacted by loss due to COVID, those losses take on a completely different meaning. And so what we really want to do with this book is not share opinion or political insight. It's truly to keep the legacy of our loved ones going and to make sure everyone understands that behind every number, there's a face, there's a person, there's a family, and there's a legacy that's been impacted. And so as I share the story about my brother Vince, I make sure that I embody Vince. I make sure that I tell his story as much as from his perspective as I possibly can. And one of a couple of things about him was he just loved family and he loved to laugh. And so as folks are reading the book, you know, again, I've heard this, you know, I don't want to be sad by reading all these sad stories. You may be surprised to find out that you may laugh at some of these stories more than you cry. But either way, both are okay. Again, it's all part of the journey. You know, laughing and crying, it's all part of the journey. So
I just want to say that we're going to share a link to your YouTube channel in, you know, the comments. And I loved learning about Vince, but I really want to say that you're doing that so well. It, you know, you could see the transformation of your voice from before COVID to after losing Vince to COVID. And but really, my website is called whatwillyourlegacybe.com. And so I love what Brenda Cortez has done to bring together the voices of 19 people sharing the legacy of the loved ones lost to COVID. And so I really want to thank you for bringing Vince to us. And I want to ask you, how do you think he would feel on how you're doing with that?
I want to believe he'd be super proud right now. As much as we tease each other and gave each other a hard time, and you know, being brothers rarely said, "Oh, hey, a big boy, little bro, I'm proud of you." I think this would be one of those moments where he would actually say, "I'm proud of you and thank you. And hey, Bert, you really were listening and watching all those years as we grew up together, and you really do know what's important to me."
Yeah. How much older was he than you?
He was 3 years older than I.
Okay, 3 years, because you never quite did say that. I didn't hear it in any of the videos, but I could see he was much taller than you.
Yes.
So in your pictures that you also share. Now tell us, do you have nieces and nephews? Does Vince have children?
He does. Growing up, Vince was... He was an old man before, you know, before the age of 12. He always wanted a family. And I shared this with some folks. He always talked about having daughters. And that's what he had. He had daughters growing up. As he got older, he had three daughters who just, you know, he just loved to death. And he had I'm trying to count six grandkids. So, and again, love them all. And so he was definitely all about family and just, you know, wanted to make sure that, you know, he instilled the decency in them as well. And so they can continue on.
Oh, so beautiful. I have two daughters. I went to a girl's camp, a woman's college, and I speak directly to women. So excellent. I just want to say directly to Vince's daughters, I love you too. You're my daughters too. Awesome. And so, Bert, thank you so much. Thank you for the time and energy that you put towards keeping Vince's legacy alive. He will be remembered by all of us who are listening, watching this podcast today and for all time, as it will be recorded on my YouTube channel, your YouTube channel, and on Transformation Talk Radio. Bert, we are going to be seeing more of each other. So I want to thank you so much for joining me today, and I'll look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you, Susan. Really appreciate everything you're doing as well.
Take good care.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Jean Syme, I am so delighted to have you here with me today. I know that you are another contributor to this important book of our time called Voices 19, Their Legacies Live On. And I want to invite you to share with us the legacy of whom you lost during COVID.
Well, thank you, Susan, so much for inviting us today. And our message is very, very important to get out there. I wrote about my sister, Vivian. I'm going to try not to cry.
Yeah, it's okay. Before we started, when I was speaking to my guests, I said to them, true, this is true. I just said to them, we may cry today. How could we not cry today? And so I know that the tears that come up is really just our soul speaking. So you go right ahead and cry, Jean, and don't worry about it one little bit.
Okay, I'm going to try and be strong. So I lost my sister, Vivian. She was a healthcare worker and worked in the emergency department. She was from New Jersey, and I lost her right at the peak of the pandemic here on the East Coast in April of 2020. She was amazing, still is. My message about this book is that by the 19 of us being a part of this special project does not mean that our loved ones were any more important than anyone else that's lost to COVID. This book is for anyone who's lost someone to this virus. This loss is very, very different than any other loss, any other grief. I'm going to speak in my situation. It was the peak of the pandemic. We had no chance to say goodbye. We could not be in the hospital with them. I had to FaceTime my sister with my family, and it was after we lost her. We were able to have a 30-minute service with 10 of our closest family members and friends. How do you choose 10 people?
I don't know.
We were unable to witness her burial. We could only have one person witness her burial in the cemetery. There's no closure. It's like no other experience that I have ever had. I would never wish this on anyone. Here we are 2 years later, and the pain is just as difficult as it was the first day. Actually, I think it's worse because we were numb in the beginning and going through the motions to get things done. And now it's our, the anniversaries are starting to come up again for the 2 year, and it's just like reliving it all over again. So my main message is to say, yes, dear.
I'd just be sorry to interrupt. I'm interrupting because I want to say this. That picture that you just painted is the picture of countless people, families, countless families. Yes. So I really want to say thank you so much for really helping us understand the truth, the reality, the difficulty, the total trauma and shock of what it felt like to lose someone. We are not here to make political statements. We're here to love each other and to support each other and to gather together to honor the legacies, to cry if we need to, and to laugh a bit also.
Yes, yes. My sister would want that. She would say, what is the big deal? Why are you making such a big deal? And you know what? It's that was one thing that we were very, very specific about. There's no politics in this book. Mm. Everyone has their own personal views, but this is not the platform for it. Mm. This project is to focus on our loved ones and to celebrate them. Mm. And to put the face behind COVID, the faces of COVID. You know, there were our moms, our dads, they were our sisters, our brothers, our grandparents, and our children. Mm. And it's, you know, even 2 years later, it's still devastating. Mm. And people are still being affected by it. And, you know, at the beginning, all they talked about on the news were the numbers. How many people did we lose today? My sister's not a number. Mm.
Vivian is not a number. And she would have said, what's the big deal? Why are you making such a big deal?
She would say that.
Yeah, I love knowing that about her.
Right.
And I would say to Vivian, you're standing as a shining star, an angel among us, and you're a big deal to us. And so please give us permission to make a big deal, right?
Exactly. And the stories are, it's a celebration about their lives, to learn about them, the person behind the number. And again, they were our loved ones and they will never be forgotten. And this is an opportunity for us to be a part of history, to have their legacies, to be a part of history, to have their stories on paper that will last forever and ever, just like the love that we have.
Well, Jean, not only are their stories now on paper in Voices 19, but also online. This podcast will be on my YouTube channel and it will be on my Facebook platform and it will be heard for years to come by many, many people. And what you've shared with us today really pulls back a little bit of the curtain of what life is like for, as I said, I honestly, by extrapolation of family members and friends who loved the deceased, you know, countless people. And so one of the messages that I share in my work every day as a confidence coach and a soul connection healer is to be gentle with ourselves, be kind to others, and be patient. Because now we're hearing from Jean Syme and knowing that even though you're likely going on with your life day after day, we can see, we can heal, hear. And we can feel the difficulty that you suffer from the loss of your sister, Vivian. And we're so happy to know her and celebrate her with you here today. I want to say thank you so much for joining me today and give my love to Vivian next time she drops in.
Yes. And if I could just add that I would just like to say thank you to the 18 other co-authors of this project, as well as Brenda, for putting this together for us and creating this project together and working one-on-one with her and learning about the COVID community and and what we've experienced and what we're still experiencing and the after effects. And again, it's not just about our loved ones. It's for all of our loved ones who unfortunately we lost, but they will never be forgotten. And this is a tribute to them. So thank you so much, Susan.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jean. I'll look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you.
Brenda.
Hello.
Hi. I want to thank you so much for being here today, for working on this project, for pulling it together, and for, in this case, helping us to learn about Vince and Vivian. I have been working in the legacy space since 2004, when the tagline, "What will your legacy be?" found me. In 2010, I got the domain name, whatwillyourlegacybe.com. And so this conversation today resonates so deeply with me. Please share with me the story behind the story of this book.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me and Jean and Bert. We just really appreciate this opportunity to share this story. So you talked about your tagline and the legacy. So for me, with my writing business, my tagline is live, share, inspire.
Mm.
So with this book, these people lived. They were real people. And I just felt that their stories needed to be shared to inspire others, in addition to just remembering them and their legacies. And so how I became involved is through Jean. Jean and I are amazing friends. She's an amazing human being, and I'm blessed to have her in my life. But I saw the struggle that she was going through with losing her sister. And I got to hear about the different struggles and the people that she was meeting and getting to know and bonding with different grief groups, you know, for COVID survivors, and different memorials that they were starting. And for me, I thought, okay, well, you know, what's my talent and how could I help? And that would be writing. So I offered to Jean, you know, I said, you know, these people and you know their stories. And while it would be amazing to, you know, have so many others, but we couldn't have a book full of that many stories. So,
right.
So, you know, help me choose which ones that we can include in this book. Even though, as Jean said, you know, it's a tribute to everyone that was lost to COVID, and you want to remember them because they're not just a number.
Brenda, I just want to say this. You know, I have three published books myself. I know that you're a publisher, and we're going to also publish, you know, in the comments, put your links for people to access you and your important skills that you help others with. But what I want to say to everybody watching and listening is this. It is nice and kind of fun and exciting to be in a book, but our point today is for you to share the legacy of your loved one lost during COVID. And there's so many ways that you can do that. This book might be a jumping board for you to, you know, read the other stories, learn what you learn, and it might spark thoughts in your mind about how you can create a loving and living legacy for the person you lost. Right, Brenda?
Exactly. Yes.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
I'm so honored just to be part of it and, you know, bring all of these stories together and, you know, comb through each one. And yes, it wasn't an easy task to read, to sit and read every story, but like Bert said, they're not all sad. Yes, there might be some sad parts. Definitely, I've sat at my computer working on editing in tears, but then mm-hmm. also laughter and mm-hmm. smiles, because I got to know each of these people. And when you look at the beginning of their chapter, there's their face looking back and smiling. And I just feel like I am looking into their souls. And I feel like I know so much about each and every one of them.
I just got another intuitive hit, Brenda, that I'm always looking for ways to engage younger generations of people in soul work. And I realized this book is going to become a tool for people who did lose loved ones to COVID and have children or grandchildren. And it may become a way that if you read some stories about other people, that you can encourage younger people to give voice to their memories of these loved ones lost. And it might spark family conversation. Hey, let's write our own book. Let's put a, video, slide presentation together. Let's do anything to keep their voices alive, because this is where healing comes from, right, Brenda? As a publisher, I know you know that.
Mm-hmm. The written word can be extremely healing. And that was another thing that I hoped for all of these chapter authors, was I hope that by writing this story and their legacy, that it would bring them comfort and healing in this process. Mm.
It's really, honestly, a book for our time, Brenda. There was a time in early 2021 that I knew that the anniversary, the 1 year anniversary from when it all started, was going to hit us. And I talked a lot about COVID blessings, that there were blessings in COVID as well. It's hard to find a blessing in the loss of a loved one to COVID. I hope that the authors, the 19 writers who shared their loved ones' stories, found some blessing in being able to write it out and work under your tutelage to put it together. Brenda, when is this book coming out? It's not quite out yet, right?
No, we're just finalizing all of the final proofreading. So we're looking at, and we should have our exact date in the next few days, but right now we're looking at the third or the final week in April.
Great. Okay. So Brenda and I were in touch, and when you're in soul work, we don't wait. We get right to it. We come together, we gather in community, we talk about it, we share what we do. And so friends, there will be a link to the page where you can pre-order this book in the comments. And I invite you to realize the opportunity that this important book offers you to bring forth your own grief, if that's what it does, or to think about how you want to remember a loved one you might have lost, to write your own legacy stories. There's so many ways this beautiful work can be used. And I urge and encourage you to click on that landing page, pre-order a copy, and understand that while you're also supporting the writers, you're also buying a tool to support your own soul journey. Brenda Cortez, this is not the last time I'm going to really hear from you either. We have a lot to talk about, because I work with writers every day, a lot of people who need a publisher. And so I will certainly stay in touch. I want to thank you again for joining me here today, and for the commitment that you had as a publisher creating this amazing anthology, really a book for our time, Voices 19. Thank you very much, Brenda.
Thank you, Susan.
Take good care. I'll see you soon.
Okay.